the Stevie Ray Vaughan Doyle Bramall song you're listening to off the record on the line in Sydney. Author, broadcaster, music journalist. He does a few other things as well. Stuart Coop, how are you, Stuart?
I'm good, thank you, Brian. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Now, it's coming up to Christmas time. You've got a few suggestions. I've got a few suggestions. You know, favourites of the year, things that people could get. What do you reckon? What have you been thinking?
Books, as you know, are a big thing in my world. And I've been delighting in a book that was crowdfunded, and it was touch and go up until the last day whether the author was going to get the money, but he did. Craig Griffiths is the name of the guy, and it's this beautiful, lavish book about the history. I mean, it's a Sydney venue, of course, but it's, you know, such an iconic Australian venue, the Bondi Lifesave. And it's just a big, glorious step back into Australian rock history. So really, yes, it's about the Lifesaver, but it also full of amazing photos, posters, reminiscences, and even for Melbourne and non-Sydney readers, I mean, it covers all of the bands that came up and played at the Lifesaver. So that's kind of something that I'm loving. Sydney's 1970s Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll Headquarters is the subtitle. So it's pretty good.